This is Ava Yasintois for Infinite Body. One of the most anticipated events of the Spring 2012 dance season is Parallels, the dance-based project platform curated by Ishmael Houston Jones and devoted to the work of pioneering and innovative Black choreographers in contemporary dance. Parallels is a revisiting and updating of a program also called Parallels that Houston Jones created 30 years ago, centered around an earlier generation, many of whom are still at work today. But what does it mean now to be a Black choreographer? This and many questions are opened by this provocative series, initiated by Houston Jones and Dance Space Project's Executive Director, Judy Hussey Taylor. So I was thrilled to attend the kickoff event last evening at the Studio Museum in Harlem, The Artist's Voice, a conversation featuring Houston Jones, artist Wangechi Mutu, and Thomas J. Lax, the museum's exhibition coordinator and program associate. We were also treated to screenings of excerpts from several of Houston Jones' works. It was, to borrow Lax's words, a hot ticket. Standing room only, and a fantastic way to acknowledge the work of Houston Jones, a beloved and fearless creator, performer, educator, and advocate for contemporary dance, the winner of a 2011 Bessie Award for Them, a reimagined version of a work he made with Chris Cochran and Dennis Cooper in 1986. His path has certainly taken unusual twists, from being a theater kid in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to abandoning theater for dance classes because, as he said, you didn't have to memorize lines and you got to sweat a lot. From working on a pig farm in Israel to venturing around Nicaragua in the midst of civil war, teaching dance to soldiers who showed up with leotards under their uniforms. From breaking all the rules of contact improvisation in his duets with Fred Holland, the first violation being that they were two Black guys, to defining rehearsal as any opportunity to hang out and have a drink with his collaborators. Clearly a guy who's ready to go anywhere and do what it takes. I will be reviewing many of the Parallels events for Dance Magazine and will announce the publication of that review when it becomes available. In the meantime, I strongly recommend that you visit Dance Space Project online for more complete information on program, schedule and ticketing for the Parallels series. This is Ava Yasintois for Infinite Body at infinitebody.blogspot.com.